We're up to the Gemara, Daf Nun, Amud Aleph. So, we just had the Gemara, the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis on the bottom, that this din of Gizei Tzemer, that is Muktzeh and Ein Metaltlin, because it's very expensive, he wants to use it for weaving, so that's only Shloi Toman. But once he was Toman in it, so then there's no problem, because then he's telling Avek, he's Miyachid it, he's utilizing it for Fatmona. Then he's utilizing it Fatmona, so then it's not meant for weaving. So the Gemara says, the Gemara had a kasha from Hamu Rabbonim by Yoima, the person that came to the Bismedish the first time. And he said, the Mishnah says, Behedya, Tomnim Begizit Semer, that after you insulated, it says, Eimetaltin. So we see clearly, even if you insulate, it's still Mukta. So what, because the Mishnah says, Yenoytel Kisui, Ven Neuflis, you have to do Kalachayad. So the Gemara answered, Eli Itmar, Dafnun Amad Aleph, Hochi Itmar, Omar Ova Leishon Al Shalai Yichten Latmona. Le Yichten Latmona Zog Drashi, Le Oilom. That means, you have to be Yachidid Le Oilom Latmona. Then it's Taka Mukta. If you did it Le Oilom, then it's not. Av Yichten Latmona. If you're Yachidid Le Oilom, then Metalti Noisom. That means, just because you're a Matmin once, doesn't mean it's not Mukta. It's still Mukta. You're a Matmin it. You're Laru, but it's Mukta. If you're Yachidid Le Oilom, if you say, this I'm going to utilize for insulation forever, then you're miyachid it, and then you remove the mukta status of these gizei tzemer. Could be every item is different. Certain items might not need le'olam. Rashi says le'olam over here, because it's so expensive, so then it's only if it's le'olam. But the Mishnah that says, e'metaltin, because it wasn't le'olam, so then it's shaykh that it's hatmona, and still it's going to be mukta, and you have to do it kalachi yads. Itmar nami, we find similarly, that's what we're up to. The fourth line. You are not meyachid latmona. That means la'olam. Then it remains muktzah. But if you meyachid latmona, the metaltin oison. Then you remove the muktzah status. So this is really a side in muktzah that if you meyachid something la'olam, then it can remove the muktzah status. The Achronim discuss. We find different places that let's say a sukkah lemaila michof is possible. Can be higher, the schach can be higher. But if you have pillows on the ground, so if you mevatl it, if you miyachid it, even though it's meant for something else, but if you miyachid it, then it becomes a floor, then it becomes, the sukkah becomes less than chof. So here we see, you don't need la'olam. There's a lomdash teretz, besides the fact that every item is different, here it's tzemer, and here it's a different item maybe, so a different item doesn't need la'olam, because sukkah is only 7 days. Here pshat is, you want to change the status of muktzah. It's muktzah, and you want to make it ois muktzah. To make something, to remove the muktzah status, you need a yichud le'olam. Mashenk Ravi, you're not removing a status of a pillow. Here you want to make the mechitza that it should be less than chav. Or you want to make something a mechitza of yud, what you want to make a mechitza. So there, it's enough to be, even for one Shabbos, to say for this Shabbos, I'm making it into a floor. Because you're not changing a status of muktzah into non-muktzah. You're making a sukkah that you want it to be less than chav. So that could be for Shiva Yom also, could be for one Shabbos also, could be for one day also. That's already considered a yichud that it's not changing the status of the pillow. It's just making it that the mechitza is l'mata michov. Zog the Gemara, Ravina Omer, b'shel heftik shonu, another teretz. Meaning, that which we said, that it remains muktzah in the Mishnah, even after you are matmin, it says that you have to be metaltlit only minatzat klachayad. You have to know it as a kisuve noiflois. That's talking about bishel heftik. It's talking about wool that was placed in the warehouse. Heftik is a warehouse. Something that's placed in the warehouse, you're being megaladas, you're showing that it's expensive, that you want to utilize it for other purposes. So bishel heftik, so then taka, even after you're matmin, it remains muktzah, and it's only klachayad you can move it. Mashenkin over here, this din that Rava said, Lo Yishon Al Shloi Toman, Aval Toman Metaltlin, is not going on the Mishnah. It's going on the Etzim Din, something that's not Shel Heftik, something that's not placed in the warehouse. Then once you're matmin it, then it's not Muktzah anymore. Zogim Otani Yami Hochi, we find similarly in the Braisa. Gizit Semesh Shel Heftik, if it was placed in the warehouse, so then a Metaltlin Noisa, then you can be Metaltl, even though it doesn't make a difference what you did to it. But if the Balabais decided I'm going to utilize them and I'm not planning to put them in the warehouse anymore, then metaltin oisom. So we see clearly, if it's placed in the warehouse, you have a problem, even though you're matmin. But if it's hitkin on balabais, the shtamish, if he did something that he says, I'm utilizing it for my shimush, so then, you're metaltin oison. Now, it comes out in the maskon of the Gemara over here that heftik is taka osa. Masha'enken, if it's not heftik, and if you're toiming it, then it's mutter. Now, we do find the Gemara earlier, we had in the beginning of the Sukkah, when you have fur, muchin, we said, even if you're toiming, it still remains muktzah. Why? The Gemara said, Misha'en le kupashel teven, is mevatel automatically is muchin, just because you don't have the usual item that's used for insulation, straw. So now you're going to take all your fur and you're going to be mevatlet. And over there, don't say anything about heftik. So we see clearly that even without heftik, it remains muktzah. So there's numerous truths in the Rishonim. Tosfos over there says that over there we're talking about heftik in a chanami. We're talking about the muchin, the fur that was placed in a warehouse. So that's why the Gemara says you're not mevatlet. That's one teretz. The Rosh and the Ran also say that. The Ramban says that by muchin, it's more choshev than by wool. Every item, like we said, every item is dependent on the item. By wool, in a chanami, if you don't place it in a warehouse, then takets, once you're matmin, once you use it for insulation, it's not muktzah. By fur, even though you didn't place it in a warehouse, the mere fact that you're matmin is not mevatel the shame of fur. Fur is very expensive. A furrier wants to use it for many, many more important things than insulating a cholent pot. So that's why by fur, we don't say this din. It's a person's not mevatel kupesh al tevin just because he doesn't have tevin at the moment. So mainly, even without heftik, it's takamutzah. It's takamukta. So it comes out that muchin, that you are matmin, it's also until you miyachin it litashmish, masha'enkin, and that doesn't make a difference if it was heftik or not, if it's a warehouse, you have to be miyachin litashmish, masha'enkin gizit semer, it's mutter unless you place it in the heftik once you're matmin it. And so that's what we pass in the Reish Nun Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. Zog the Gemara, ton rabba b'chare kameh de rav, chori yoy shel dekel, if you have Chorios are branches of a dekel tree, of a palm tree. Now, these are the branches of a palm tree, of a lulav tree, shegidron le'etzim, that a person harvested them. He cut them, Zog Rashi. He cut some. That's called a gedira. He cut them le'etzim. That means he cut them for something that is going to be muktzah, for firewood. Now, v'nim l'chalem yeshiva. And then he changed his mind and he said, you know what? I'm going to use this as a bench. These are chayish adekel. I can use them to sit on. So it's not enough the fact that you decided you're going to sit on them, but rather tzorich lekasher. Tanakama says, you have to do a maisa. You have to take a rope, a string, and bundle them and tie them together. When you do this maisa, before the onset of Shabbos, so then I'm showing that it's meant for sitting, it's not meant for firewood. But if you don't do the maisa kshira, then it's also to move them because the mere fact that you thought about sitting on them is not sufficient. It's something that you cut for firewood. And now you decided to change your mind, I'm going to use it for sitting on an extra guest, I'm going to use them to sit on, no, they're muktzah. Just because you thought about them even before Shabbos, it's not enough. You need to do a maisa before Shabbos. Take a string and be mekasha them and tie them, so then it's usable. You did something, a maisa, to show that you're using it and you're utilizing it for yeshiva, so it's not muktzah. That is Tanakama. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzorich Lekasha. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues. We have a major machlokes over here. Tanakama, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, merely thinking about something, it can remove the status of muktzah, even though I initially cut it in order to use for firewood, for etzim. But if I thought about it before Shabbos, that I'm going to use it for sitting, so then it's not muktzah. Zok du mara hu tonu lavu amalo, halochi Reb Shimon Gamliel. The halochi is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. The halochi is that you don't have to do a maisa, machshov is enough. Zok du mara itmar. We find similarly, damaroyim, Rav Omar kosher. Rav says you have to do a maisa. Rav is like Tanakama. You have to do a maisa. It's not enough to think. Ushmul amachoshev. It's enough that you think about it. Now, thinking about it, does that mean a machshava that you have to have le'olam machshava, or is a machshava even for one Shabbos? That's also machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ran. Does the machshava help for this Shabbos, or machshava? That's it. My mind is set. I'm using this from now on for a chair. But a kaponim, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, the same machlokes we had before, Tanakam and Shem Gamliel. Rav says, Kosh, you need a maiser. Shmuel says, Koshim is enough. Rav Asi Omar, a third shita. Yoishev As long as you sit on it before Shabbos, as long as you sat on these bundles of branches, even if you didn't do a mice of tying, even if you didn't think about it, the mere fact that you sat on it before Shabbos, that is the greatest proof, and you don't need anything more than that. He's being makel more. He said, you don't need a machshava. You don't need a maisa. Yeah, you don't need a maisa of kshira. You don't need a machshava. All you got to do is sit on it. You don't do a maisa in the bundle of tying. You just got to sit on it. Even if you didn't think about it, if you have no mind, I sat on it, that already makes it that it's not mukta. Rav, it says, koisher is like Tanakama, it says that you do a maisa kshira. Ushmul nami huda omar krashbag. Shmuel, the second sheet in the Brisa said, chishev, that thinking is enough, is like Shem Gamliel, that said you don't have to tie, machshav is enough. El Rav Asi, that says, you don't even need to be machashev, you don't have to think. All you gotta do is sit, take a seat before Shabbos. The omar kaman, who is it like? We found a Tana that said that it's enough to merely sit even if you're not mechashev. The Tanya we find in the Brisa says as follows: Yoitzim bifkurin uvetzipa bizman shetzavon. This is referring to a person on Shabbos has a wound. Now we're not talking about ma'aser refuah, Rashi says. We're talking about protecting your wound from scratching against your clothing. You don't want it to be exposed. A band-aid just to cover it up. So yoitzin, there's no problem of hoitzah. It becomes a beged as long as you utilize it in that fashion. So Dr. Rashi, yoitzin b'tzipin of kugin, pishtin tzoluk shenoysin alamaka, b'tzipa tzemen menuper tzadit alamaka, b'zman shetzoven b'shemen, goli daitoi, this is a revelation, the lamaka kaima, lanichon alei b'shabbos, the labla funin, we're not talking about refuah because refuah is also in Shabbos, elishloi, yisritu malbushov is makosoi, so his clothing shouldn't scratch the wound. Vahavale kamalbush alma, it becomes like a malbush, like a pair of clothing, an article of clothing. But if you did not add oil to this wool or to this flax, the lav malbush, then it's not comfortable, then it's not a malbush. Then it's a masui. A masui you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Ven yoytzim elishus rabim. Now, so it says in the Braisa clearly that you're allowed to wear this protective piece of cloth if you added oil to it. V'korchon b'meshicha. Loitzavon, if let's say he didn't do this maisa of adding oil to it, v'loy korchon b'meshicha, and he didn't add a string to it. If you don't have a string and you don't have oil, then it doesn't become a malbush. Ein yoytzim behem. Then you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos in Rishus Rabim. Vim yotze ben shoachas mibad yoim. However, if you went on Friday and you did a maisa without thinking, you did a maisa, not a maisa to the item itself. You didn't add oil to it. You didn't add a string to it. Loi koshkon, veloi moshkon. But you did a maisa yourself. You went and you walked with them. Im yotze ben shoachas. So then it's already no problem about yom. That's Mamash Ravasi Shita. Ravasi says, Yoishiv, Afabishloi Koshav Lachishiv. Here we see that if you yotza, Afabishloi Moshach, Veloi Koshar. So the same thing that if you did a maisa, you yourself, not to it, but you did a maisa with it, so then already it's sufficient even without Machshava. So that's the Tana. He holds like this Tana in the Braisa. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav Ashi. Now Tosis learns a little differently what this is. Tosis says we're talking about a toupee. Bifkurin of a tzipa, Zok Tosis, Pirish Rach Kippa Sheesh Basar. It's like a kippa, like a mask that you have on your head that has hair on it. V'noisos B'roish HaKirach. You place it on the head of a baldy. V'nirish Usar Oishoy. And it looks like his hair. It's a toupee. So this toupee needs this string or this oil in order to make it that it's a malbush. So it won't be a masu. Now, Taisa before that says that really the problem is to metaltel it, not just the issa hoitsa, the issa tiltel, metal the muksa shaboy. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Ashi, Af anonami taninon. We learned similarly, Hakashal gabi amito. If someone has straw that's on a bed, now regular straw is usually meant for building bricks, like paroi. What did paroi tell Klal Yisrael? I'm going to give you straw. I'm not going to give you straw. You have to make your own bricks. But straw is what you make bricks out of. So usually straw is meant for bricks. So akasha agabe amito, or maybe it's meant for firewood. But the point is, it's not. It's usually mukta. Now, let's say it's on a mita. Now, it wasn't meant for a mattress. It just happens to be on your bed. And now comes Shabbos, and you want to lie in this bed, so you have to shake it off. Or you want to make me utilize it now to, yes, lie on it. So you have to shake it and move it in a way indirectly that you can make it into a mattress, so to speak. So Ashkasha Rabbi Amita, loyinanena biyodoy. You shouldn't directly take it and just place and spread them out on the bed, because that's muktzah. But you do, could do it kalachayat indirectly. You can spread the straw over your bed.
If it was meant for animal food and not for levenim, so it's not muktzah. But if, let's say, already before Shabbos,
before the onset of Shabbos, you already laid on it, even if you weren't meyachid it, even if you didn't think about it, even if you were mechashev on it, similarly like Rav Asi, if you lied on this bed before Shabbos, so then it's sufficient.
Then you can take it directly with your hand, and it's not mukta because you did a meiser not to it, but you did a meiser with it.
So shemami no.
So we see clearly, like Rav Asi, that yoshav is good without chishev.
Sog the Gemara. Uman Tana, we had before a machloikus. Uman Tana, the polegalei, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, we had Tanakama. Tanakama said you have to tie the chole shel dekel. Those branches you have to tie together and rope them in order to make them into royal yeshiva. It's not enough, like Reb Shimon Gamliel says, ain't soch lekasha, but rather machshov is enough. So who's the Tana that argues on Reb Shimon Gamliel that you have to do a maisa to it? Zog demol Reb Chanina ben Akiva. This is Reb Chanina ben Akiva. He also gave Dimi Omaziri Omer Reb Chanina. Pamachas Olah Reb Chanina ben Akiva Lamokim Echad. Reb Chanina ben Akiva traveled and he came to a place. Umotza Chore Yishal Dekel. And he found branches of a palm tree. Shegidrum L'Shem Eitzim. That were harvested and cut for firewood. V'omla L'Tamidov. And he told his Tamidim. Su'u V'choshvu. Think about the fact that we're going to use them now for a chair. On Erev Shabbos, he said, thinking about it, have in mind that we're going to use this. And we weren't sure. If this maisa took place at a wedding chasana, that they needed chairs for the Beis HaMishta, or was a Beis HaOvel, they needed chairs for people being Menachem Avelim. So we see, only because it was a Dvar Mitzvah of a Beis HaMishta and a Beis HaOvel, so he said it's enough to merely be Mechashev and think about it. If it's not a base of a Beis HaMishta, then Mechashev would not be enough. Then you'd have to do a Maisa. So that's the Tana. Clearly, the Pchanina and Akiva held that if not for the fact that it's a base of a Beis HaMishta, you would have to be Mechashev, and it's not enough to be Mechashev. So, because people are very busy, they're occupied. So if they're allowed without a Maisa Kishur, Aval Hocho, Mashenkein, when it's stand before Shabbos and you have branches that were harvested for firewood and a mukta, it's not enough to be mechashev. You have to do a maisa. Aval Hocho, kosha in, loy kosha loy. Zog di Gemara, Om Rav Yehuda, Machnis Odom, Molei Kuposi Ofa, V'oysu Bakol Tzorkoi. A person's allowed to bring into his house a whole wagon load, a kupa of what? Of offer. A whole box load of offer, of dirt. Or sand, or other types of dirt. L'chasis b'yitzoya, Zog Rashi. It could be utilized. Like I said, in the olden days, they didn't have a flushing system. They had a graf shel reya that you had to cover. You cover the feces. Or you spit. You spittle. You had to cover. So that's what you use this dirt for. You have a whole kupa full of this dirt. And all your needs can be done with it. Now Rashi says, what do you do with this whole box load of dirt? So Zog Rashi, Umara offer bebesoy laoretz v'noit le'tomin l'chotzochev. You just dump it in the middle of your living room. I guess they're different than today's our homes. You dump it in the middle of your house and you take it whenever you want for all your tzochim that you need it for. This is not enough. You can't just take it and utilize it all throughout Shabbos when you have it just sitting in your home. No. Meaning, it has to be that you set aside a corner, a specific area
that this is the place that I'm going to take whenever I need to cover spittle, whenever I need to cover reya. It has to be a Karen Zovis that you may yachid, so it's mucham v'oymed lekach. But if you stam dumped it in the middle of your floor, so then it's stam meant to step on. Then it's not meant to be utilized. You just put it in the floor. The olden days, the floors were made out of just any material. They didn't have marble floors. So Mamela, the fact that it's stam put into any place, so it's meant to step on, to fill up the holes that you have in your room, in your home. So it has to be miyachle Karen Zovis, otherwise it would not be enough.
Because then the dirt gufa becomes part of the floor. It's muktzeh. It's meant to fill up the floor, to become part of the floor, to step on.
It's bottled to the karka abayis. It's muktzeh.
Who is this like? Because Reb Shimon Gamliel that says that machshava is sufficient. Reb Shimon Gamliel says ain't zoch lekasher. You don't have to do a mice in the chareis dekel. As long as you thought about it, it's enough.
Why is this like Reb Shimon Gamliel that machshava is enough? Because there is no clear mice that you see over here when you place it in the Karen Zovis. When you do a mice to it, you take a rope and you tie a bundle of branches of the palm tree. So then he did a ma'aseh. That's muchach. Here it's not muchach. Just because it's in the Karen Zovis, the main thing is machshava. So we see it's like Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Zog the Gemara. Kamank Reb Shimon Gamliel. This seems to imply like Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Why? The ik rabbonon. Because if it's like rabbonon, ha'amri bi'inon ma'aseh, you need a ma'aseh. And this is not a ma'aseh. He didn't do a ma'aseh. He didn't do a ma'aseh. He didn't take any rope and you tied the offer.
Amulu Rav Papa, no.
I feel it, Rabbanon. This can coincide even with the Rabbanon that say you need a ma'aseh. When do they say you need a ma'aseh? At kan lekami Rabbanon, the being a ma'aseh, elamidi de baravida be ma'aseh. It has to be able to do a ma'aseh to it. It has to be ma'aseh-able. It has to be something that you can do a ma'aseh. A palm tree branch, chalai shel dekel, you can take a rope and be mekashrit. So then you need a ma'aseh to show that it's meant for yeshiva.
What kind of ma'aseh could you do to the offer?
There's no ma'isa you can do to it. You can't tie something around it. It has to be immediate avidah b'ma'isa. Chorish al dekel shayach shira. Ava midaloy b'avidah b'ma'isa. Mashenkin over here, where it's not avidah b'ma'isa. So you can't do a ma'isa. So then you don't need a ma'isa. Ava midaloy b'avidah b'ma'isa loy, you do not need a ma'isa. So lo oilam, it could be like Rabbonon. When do Rabbonon say you need a ma'isa? When you're able to do a ma'isa. Somebody you can't do a ma'isa. So Karen Zovis Machshov is enough.
Zog the Gemara, name it Tanoi.
Let's assume that this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Zog Rashi, hod Rav Yehuda b'midat la b'maisa. That when something is not a bar maisa, is a Machlokes Tanoim.
If a machshove is enough or not,
zog them as follows. Zog the Gemara, b'chol chafin es hakelim. That means you're allowed to use a polish to scrub out kelim. You take a type of sand and you rub it, and that's how you polish it. So b'chol chafin es hakelim, fashvish kelim on Shabbos to make them shine. Chutz miklei kesef begaltikoin. There's an exception. Silver you cannot use galtikoin. Galtikoin, Rashi explains, it's a type of offer that what it does is it's, since silver is softer, it's memachik. It actually is memachik. It scrubs out the outer layer of the silver. Tarnished silver, you scrub, it actually scrubs out the outer layer. So that's memachik. So gartikin on silver cannot be used. But all other kalim, you could use this type of sand and polish it. Is mashmar, if you use sand, neser and choyl on silver, you could. Only gartikin on silver, you can't. V'otanya, we learned in a different braisa, neser and choyl osur. So we have a stira. Here it says Nesav Chol is mut on silver, and here it says Nesav Chol clearly is also on silver. Only Gatkin is also on silver, and Nesav Chol is mut medayik. And here it says Nesav Chol sand is mut on silver. So my love, what's the machlokes in the brises? B'hokem ifki ma'asova be'ina ma'isa, meaning that since the sand is mukta, it's mukta. Rashi learns, so it's also until you do a ma'isa to it. It's not ma'isaable. It's like offer, but you still got to do a ma'aseh. And you didn't do a ma'aseh machshav alone; it remains muktzah. Mashenkein ma'aseh lo bina ma'aseh. Since it's not something that you could do a ma'aseh to it, it's not muktzah, and that's good for this machloikas. The same thing over here. If you have this kupa malaya offer meniach, even if you place it on your floor, it is no problem
because you don't need a maisa. The other man Norman says, no, you do need a maisa. And that's good for this machlokes. Is a machshava sufficient or you need a maisa? Even if you can't do a maisa, but the machshava would be enough. Or no, even if you can't do a maisa, you got to do a maisa. And that's the same machlokes you have over here by Ofer, you have over here by the choil. Could you use it or can't you use it? Would be tolui. Could you do a maisa? Even if you can't do maisa, you have to do a maisa. And without a maisa, it remains muksa. Or do we say no, machshava is sufficient in a place that you can't do a maisa? Zogdim aloi, that's not the yisoid of machlokes. It's not the machloikas, is a whole different machloikas. Machloikas in Dovashen and Miskavin. It's not a machloikas if you need a maisa by something that you can't do a maisa or machshav is enough. It's not a shayla in muktze if machshav is enough to be moitzi mide muktze. Loi. The kuli alma be'etzim, everyone agrees that loi being a maisa. That be'etzim you don't need a maisa in order to be mishavshav with the choyl. And a machshav would be sufficient. But loi kasha, hogab yudah reb shimen. Meaning, Horeb Yudit says, Dovashen Miskaven is also. So, Vibalt, even though the Tana that asks us to be Mishavshiv, the Klei Kesef with Nes and Choyl, is like a Yudit that says, Dovashen Miskaven is also. Meaning, since it's Shaykh over here, that you'll do a Issa, but you're not Miskaven, it's still also. You're not allowed to use it. Because Nes and Choyl sometimes Taka are Memachek. So, even though you're not Miskaven for doing it, but Dovashen Miskaven is also. But Horeb Shimon, Dovashen Miskaven Mutter. Mashain Kane, to be Choyf of Klei Kesef, the other Brice that it says is Mutter, because it's Ein Miskaven. Now, Gartikon, that even Reb Shimon agrees is also, because that's already a Psik Reisha. That's for sure going to be Mamachek. And Reb Shimon agrees by Psik Reisha, Belo Yomus. That's for sure you're doing a Maisa Issa. Mashain Kane, when it's only a Suffolk, so it's a Dovashen Miskaven. Dovashen Miskaven according to Reb Shimon is Mutter, and according to Reb Yudah is also. So by regular Choyl, is a Machloik, is Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, the two Brises. If it's also, it's because of Reb Yudah, and if it's Mutter, it's because of Reb Shimon. Gartikon, the Kuliyam is also even Reb Shimon because of Psik Reisha. Zogdi Gemara, the Mayu came to Lahod Shori. You're telling me, Avek, the reason why it's Mutter Meshavshe B'choil is according to Reb Shimon, that Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter. Eimo Seifa, look at the Seifa this Raisa. State Avaloi Yochuf Bohem. Saroi, but you're not allowed to rub your hair with the Neser and Choil and use it as a shampoo on Shabbos because it removes hair. V'i Reb Shimon, and if you're going according to Reb Shimon, so Lachoy Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter, Mishri Koshori. According to Reb Shimon, should be mutter to scrub your hair with it because ain't miskaven is mutter. Zok the Gemara, I'll bring you a ride that according to Reb Shimon, ain't miskaven is mutter even to be chayiv roshoy. The Tanan Zok the Gemara dafnu namid beis state that a Mishnah in Nozir that Nozir chayiv umefas face and Nozir even though Nozir can't remove any hair but he's allowed to scrub his hair with choyl and with neser. In order to smoothen out his hair, umefasface, and he's also allowed to be mefasface sire, meaning to separate his hair, to comb his hair, to make a split in his hair. Now, even though while he's doing this, it's possible that he'll remove hair, there's no issa, because if Shimon holds Dovashen Miskaven is muta. Avaloi soirek. Now, mefasface just means stop separating the hair. Avaloi soirek, but he can't use a brush. If he uses a brush, so then it's for sure going to remove hair. But that's really a psik reisha. Psik reisha, Reb Shimon agrees. But what do we see over here? That Reb Shimon clearly holds that Dovashen Miskaven is mutter. So if Chafif Seroish, Banesa Mechoil is not for sure going to remove hair, and that's why your Nazir is allowed to scrub his hair with it, because it's not a vada and a Dovashen Miskaven is mutter. So who had in Legabe? Any person on Shabbos, it should be mutter too. You should be able to be choyfiv roisha b'nes and choyl. Because Nozir has an issa every day to remove hair, like another person has an issa on Shabbos to move hair. Now, both of them are also to remove hair. We're not allowed to move hair on Shabbos because of the issa of removing hair on Shabbos, and a Nozir is not allowed to remove hair any day. But according to Reb Shimon, you're choyfiv from a fast face, because dovashen miskaven is mutter. So how could you say that the brisa that allows chafiv is kelim b'nes and choyl is like Reb Shimon, and dovashen miskaven is mutter? The Braisa clearly says they not be choyfiv roishoy, and according to Shimon, you should be mutter to be choyfiv roishoy. So you can't say it's the pshat of the Braisa machlokes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, because according to Shimon, the sefer would not make sense. Zog the Gemara, so we take a dropping from the side of Reb Shimon. Elo, hava ha Reb Yehudi laolam. Both sodom in the Braises are both going to Reb Yehuda, meaning side of Tana that says that you're allowed to use nes v'choil. And the Tana that says it's also used as a choil, both are going to Reb Yehuda, that Dovashen Miskaven is also.
Yet utrei tanoi alib de Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes tanoi alib de Rabbi Yehuda. Hai tanoi alib de Rabbi Yehuda. Sova gorer. This tana holds that it's gonna be gorer. It's gonna remove. It's gonna memachik. By kesef, it's gonna be memachik. I mean, so that's why it's also. Because Dovashen Miskaven is also, he holds that it's not Gorer, meaning the Klei Kesef are not going to be Gorer according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why it's Mutter. It's not the Pshat Ein Miskaven is also, it's not there's no Is over here, it's not going to be Memachik. So that's why it's Mutter, because Bichlal no Maisa Memachik, and that's why even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Taka Mutter.
Now Tosis over here says on the top that in Nozeh not allowed to be Seirik, Zok Tosis, time, the reason why it's forbidden for him to be Sarik, meaning he's miskaven. Is miskaven, so then even according to Rav Shimon, it's also. Rav Shimon says, Dovah she'ein miskaven is mutter. But if you mechaven to be moitzi the medudolos, so then of course it's also. But you miskaven, then everyone says that it's also. Rashi over here says the different word. Zogt Rashi, avaloi Sarik b'misrik devadai meshir.
Rashi is claiming to apply that it's a psik reisha dikadin. The reason why it's also, even if you're not miskaven, is because of a psik reisha, Shimon agrees, even if you're not miskaven. And the Ritva Taka says that psik reisha, even if you're not miskaven, it becomes like a miskaven. Itaka is like a miskaven. Every psik reisha is like a miskaven. And that's why it's Taka over there, it's called miskaven. You're miskaven because of the psik reisha boy. Because really, the Achronim Klerach Kira is psik reisha, pshat is that it becomes a miskaven, or since you're miskaven on the Maisa, so you're chayiv on the Teitzah also that comes about because of the Maisa. And that's the Pshat and Psikresha. I'm miskaven to what I'm doing, so I'm chayiv on the Teitzah because of the Psikresha, that's for sure going to happen. Okay, we'll stop over here, the top of the Afnun Amud Beis.